Then, when I finished the accusation, which lasted about 7 hours, lovable Jesus took the aspect of most loving Father. And since I was exhausted in my strength because of the sorrow, more so since I saw that the sorrow was not enough to be sorry as it befitted my sins. To encourage me, he told me, "I myself want to make up for you, and I apply to your soul the merit of the pain I had in the Garden of Gethsemane. This alone can satisfy divine justice." After he applied his pain to my soul, then I seemed to be disposed to receive the absolution. All humble and confounded as I was, prostrated at the feet of the good Father, Jesus, through the rays he was sending into my mind, I tried to excite myself more to sorrow by saying, though I don't remember everything, "Great, immense has been the evil I have done against you. These powers of mine and these senses of my body were meant to be as many tongues with which to praise you. Ah, instead, they have been like many poisonous vipers which were biting you and were even trying to kill you. But, Holy Father, forgive me. Do not want to cast me away because of the great wrong I have done to you by sinning." And Jesus, and you, do you promise to sin no more and to banish from your heart any shadow of evil that might offend your Creator? And yes, with all my heart, I promise you, I would die 1,000 times rather than sin again. Never again, never again. And Jesus, and I forgive you. And I apply to your soul the merits of my passion. And I want to wash it in my blood. And as he was saying this, he raised his blessed right hand and pronounced the words of the absolution, exactly like the words that the priest says when he gives absolution. And in the act of doing this, a river of blood poured down from his hand, and my soul remained completely inundated by it.